everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Blue Blood on the Main Line. I'm your host, Curtis Sumter, and I'm here today with James Taj Bell. Taj, what's up, man? Glad to have you on the show. How's everything going?
Thanks for having me. Everything's all right, man. Good to see you.
Thanks, man. Same. I know I got a chance to see you a little bit over the Thanksgiving break. You came home. We hooped for a little bit, got a chance to, get a chance to work out with you. It was good seeing you healthy again, man. How has it been since you've been back on the court?
Definitely been a grind to get back to where you want to be. To miss that much of high-level basketball and jump right into it, it's always like a shock to your body and mentally just to get back to that level. But I'm blessed and happy to be here, man.
So for a lot of people who don't know, probably a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, you went through a situation where you had to stop playing basketball. You weren't sure if your career was gonna, continue or not. And everyone who knows you, you're a fit guy, muscular, fit guy. And I remember when I saw you, I was like immediately like something wrong, what's going on? Okay. So how was that, man? If you can explain exactly what was going on, tell the fans and then how you dealt with it.
It was something that that my family has a history of. I have a thyroid issue, and I really wasn't aware of it. I was attributing the side effects to other things, and I honestly wasn't staying on top of my health as much as I should have. And it caught up to me. I was at a physical in Serbia, and I was getting on a treadmill to start my physical. And my heart rate was really, really, really high. Like, I think it was like 140 beats per minute or something. It was like resting. I was sitting there and my heartbeat was that high. And they're like, sir, something's wrong. And I'm like, I don't really know what's wrong, but we can figure it out.
Right.
So my thyroid threw everything out of whack. It was sending hormones everywhere and it just wasn't good for me. But I came home, got some treatment. Like I said, I saw you at a point in my recovery, and it wasn't pretty, but we're back, man. It took a while, but I'm blessed to still be able to play.
It was one of the best news. It was, some of the greatest news I've got, when I heard that you were actually, going back, getting another opportunity. Because again, you just don't know what's going on when you're dealing with issues like that. Internally, it's not like it was an injury or something like that. These are, like you said, hormonal things. So, I didn't want you to, lose out, on something like that,
It definitely hurt being away from the game, but it humbled me. It gave me a new appreciation for the game and honestly a new hunger just to get back to that level.
That's what's up, man. So, just for the fans who don't know, your class of 2010, right? 14, right? Yeah, you graduated 14.
I started in 2010, yes, sir.
Who did you come in with? Who was a part of that class?
And honestly, it was me and Javon. It was me and Javon. Marcus Kennedy was supposed to come in that year too, but I think he did a prep year and ended up coming. Marcus. It was me and JP.
JP, man, that's awesome. So, and this is funny, for a lot of people who don't know, you and I, we kind of, we know the same people. I mean, we're not from the same area, but, I grew up, your dad actually lived in the building that I grew up in. So I knew your dad for years prior to even knowing who you were. And, he watched me in high school and always would talk about basketball. And then, as I'm starting to play, I think maybe in college or about to leave college, he's like, Villanova's recruiting my son. And I'm not going to lie. I was like, okay, he probably got a letter. You know how you see where everyone says like, yo, my son is getting recruited. I'm like, I know I was saying the same thing. I thought I was getting recruited by everybody when I got a letter. I said, but all right, we'll see. And then I'm like looking at the names and I'm like, the names ain't matching up. I don't know. But then he's like, no, I'm telling you, my son. And finally, when I got a chance to meet you and see who you were and followed you in high school, I was like, oh, your son really can hoop. Like, you wasn't lying.
Yeah. So, my, I'm definitely a transplant Brooklyn guy. You know, I'm from Jersey, but my dad's from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We low-key might be from the same floor. That's the crazy part. Like, we lived on the same floor. But he always told me about you, guy from the building, went to Villanova. But I didn't really know much about Nova until I actually committed, honestly. I had a great relationship with Coach Pat Chambers. I had a great relationship with Coach Wright. And my recruiting process went super fast. I committed as a sophomore. So, like you said, my dad was telling you they were recruiting me. And maybe like six months later, I committed. But yeah, man, there's a little bit of that Brooklyn connection in there. I'm like 20% of a Brooklyn guy, you know.
Yeah, definitely in there. So when did you move to Jersey? First, when did you move to Jersey, and then when did you move eventually to Florida? Because you went to Mount Vernon.
I'm originally from Plainfield, New Jersey. I was born and raised in Plainfield. I moved to Jacksonville, Florida when I was 11 or 12 years old. I think it was fifth grade.
Okay.
From fifth grade to 10th grade, I was in Jacksonville, to a nice high school, nationally ranked, good schedule. I went to Arlington Country Day for 2 years. And then my last 2 years, I went to Mount Verde Academy.
Who is just some of your teammates? I mean, for those who don't know, Mount Verde is like, for me, it was like the Oak Hill. You know, where it was, you know, everybody was on the team. You know, it was an all-star team. So who was on your squad?
So I definitely played with some guys. I think my senior year, we might have had like 8 seniors and like 7 of them were high D1. But I played with a lot of players. Even from Arlington Country Day, I played with guys like Wally Judge. I played with what's my man name? Wow, it hurts me that I can't remember.
See, but that's
Arlington Country Day, Wally. I played with players like Jamel Jones, went to Marquette. Ended up going to St. Joe's. He was on my team. He graduated the same year. Harcourt Paulson went to Maryland, stayed 2 years, went pro.
You naming some guys, man.
I mean, he ended up going to Harvard. Our team always end up being stacked. My starting point guard ended up going to Delaware my senior year, Caleb Clyburn. We always had a team. Definitely.
And then the coach was Kevin Boyle was there too, right? He coached you.
Coach Boyle came, I think, 2 years after I left. My high school head coach was Kevin Sutton. After I left, Coach Sutton went to Rhode Island.
Yeah, I mean,
he was at George Washington in D.C. He was at right now he's at Gulf Coast. But he was at Pittsburgh for a while, but I definitely played for a good coach too.
Man, you like you said, you know, you got recruited by Villanova, you was playing, you know, high level basketball prior to, you know, coming to Villanova. So it seems like coming to Nova might have been somewhat of a smooth transition. I will never say nothing is easy because nothing is ever easy, but sort of smooth. You come in here freshman year, but then you get dealt with the physical injuries. I mean, everyone knows you're a high level athlete, bro. Like,
it's
not even crazy, you know, size, speed, shooting ability. And then, you know, you get that injury where now you have to have surgery on your legs and it kind of, you know, slows you down a little bit. I mean, was that your first obstacle, would you say?
I would say second, because coming into college, I had 2 stress fractures. My junior year of high school, I developed the first. And from compensating, putting too much pressure on the other, I ended up with 2. So starting my college career with that injury, it's probably definitely been the biggest hurdle I've had to climb, honestly. Just from a standpoint of my career being in jeopardy. Because it's a lot of guys that go the route of just not playing after that injury. I have 2 rods and not 2. I have a rod in each tibia, and it was a rough recovery. It took a while. I probably should have redshirted in hindsight, but
right,
that comes with age, you know. Understanding
that. That's that Brooklyn in you. You know, you can't tell us to sit down somewhere. Someone told me to sit down somewhere. I wasn't listening. It's hard.
I could 5 years.
It's hard. It's hard. But that just shows the competitor you are. You were up to meet the challenge. No matter what the obstacle was, whether it be rides, sitting out a year, you just was like, you know what, whatever, you know, I have to do to get back out there, I'm willing to do it. And you know, it's just a testament to, you know, who you are, where you come from. You know, you great parents. Your mom is awesome. Matter of fact, how's your mom? I got a chance to
Great. My mom actually lost a lot of weight.
That's what's up.
She's doing amazing right now.
Yeah, crazy. I enjoyed you know, my first experience coaching was your senior year. Was it your junior year or your senior year? Might have been your junior year.
Cause you left with Lang, right?
Yeah.
So it was my junior year.
Yeah,
it
wasn't so that was my first year, you know, stepping into the whole the coaching world, understanding it. And you guys were, you know, the first guys that I had to learn, you know. And I would say, like, hey, like, I'm not a coach. I'm learning. I'm transitioning. So you guys can teach me as well as I can kind of, you know, help bridge that, you know, gap between you and Coach Wright. Kind of help relay some of the things, some of the messages that he's trying to do, clean it up a little bit. And I thought we had a great year. It was Archer's first year. It was a rough year. It was an up and down year. But I thought the team, from my understanding, the guys, I felt you guys really, really clicked, got together. I mean, Tony Chenault came in on the team. We had Dylan in it. So it was kind of like a lot of different pieces. Everybody trying to get familiar. It was a great experience for me, I would say, stepping into the coaching world. It's a little rough, man, chasing you guys around, going to class and stuff like that.
We weren't the easiest to deal with. Not at all. But by the middle of that year, we got our stuff together.
Oh, man. But just, you know, Coach, you know, breaking my cherry and having me, you know, do those humbling things, you know, and checking classes and doing all the doing other little things that I was just like, I thought I was coaching, you know, but it just opens your eyes to what you don't see, and you respect the program even more after going through it. And it actually helped me be better in trying to relay messages to you guys, man. So I appreciate you guys.
I love to hear that.
You know what I mean? Killing me too much.
I know we weren't the easiest to deal with.
You were good, Tyus. You were good. You were good. No one was bad, man. It was just a really, really fun year. So I leave. Now it's your senior year. We lose to North Carolina in that tournament game, which I thought we could have won. Like, that was a, you know, kind of a close game. And I think everyone kind of had us out to begin with. So your senior year, you come back, man. You guys, night and day, man. Tell me how that was. Now your senior year, you the captain.
Something changed. Something clicked for all of us at that point. Like I said, my junior year, middleway through that year, we figured something out. I honestly feel like we internally started working harder. Not practice, not team events. We were in there on our own grinding. And it made everybody individually better, but it made everybody want more also. So going into my senior year, it was just, I knew the work I put in, it was just time to let it show. I had the confidence of the coaches, I had the confidence of my teammates, and we all had each other's back collectively. And I think that's what put us over the top. We were gritty, we were nasty, you know what I mean? We had an edge to us. We wanted everything we didn't have before.
You said it perfectly, and you guys had confidence. Like, I definitely could see the confidence from year one in you as a player, to your role, to what you had to do as a leader increase. I saw Javon's maturity. Arch stepped up again, you know. Darren Hilliard, his confidence went through the roof. I would say he probably made the biggest jump from that junior year to senior year. No, that was his junior year. I'm sorry. That was, right. Yeah, so it was all right. Yeah, because he's a year behind you. So that jump for him was huge.
But the team, piggybacking off of that, like our first tournament, we were in the Bahamas, USC, Kansas, and what? I think it was either Iowa. I think it was Iowa or Purdue. But
Iowa, yeah.
Amazing like, against Kansas. Yeah. Darren went crazy on Wiggins, Wayne Selden, Joel Embiid. I think Darren had like 21-7 or something like that.
Yeah, Darren. I remember that year. I would talk to him all the time. I said, listen, I said, this is going to be your sophomore year to your junior year is where you're going to make the biggest, you know, increase in your game. And then by the time you're a junior, I said, it's going to be over. Like I can see it happening already. And like you said, it was always just a confidence thing with everyone, you know, new system. The team was still kind of young, but then kind of, you know, old, like no one really in the middle. And like you said, trying to find you guys' place. And we eventually got there. I mean, no one believed we were going to be in a tournament team. But when we got there, and then your senior year, you guys followed that up with another good year. Was that the NC State loss? Was that year?
NC State was Darren's senior year. My senior year, we lost to UConn, and they ended up winning.
Ah, you guys lost to UConn. UConn. So that was that Kemba?
No, it was
no, Bo, no, I was on Wright,
Apier. Who else they had? DeAndre Daniels. They had a little team. But it was pretty much Apier and Boatwright going crazy.
I forgot they won that too. So they won what, 2 in like 4 years too, or 2 in 3 years too, or something like that.
In my 4 years, they won too. They won my freshman year and they won my senior year.
I think they did the same thing when I was in college too. They won, I think, my freshman year. No, I think they won like my sophomore year or freshman year or something like that. And like another time, like crazy, crazy program. Let me tell you guys a little bit about our partners over at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. If you haven't signed up with Bet Rivers yet, now is the time because they are offering a $250 match bonus for your first deposit. What sets them apart is that they just require one playthrough in order to turn your bonus into cash money. With their new Rush Pay instant approval, withdrawing your winnings is safer, more secure, and more reliable. With basketball season heating up, get into the action by going to betrivers.com today or by downloading the software iOS app. You must be 21 years or older. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. But, you know, everything, you know, comes around full circle. You have a great college career. You finish, and then, you know, one of your first stops, your first stop overseas, was to France, correct?
My first stop was Italy. My first stop was Italy. Yes, sir.
Okay,
I played in Cremona in the north of Italy.
How was that?
Amazing. I was 45 minutes from Milan. I had my family with me. But everything was right there. Milan is 45 minutes. Bologna is 1 hour and 30. Brescia is 35 minutes. It was actually a perfect location for my first year. Just getting acclimated to Europe, the culture, the Italian people, my family experiencing that with me. Can't put a price on it.
What did you think about the basketball? Just, you know, the culture shock as far as basketball goes.
It's different. I don't really know how else to put it. Because these people over here, like, we have fans in the United States. But these people are like the meaning of fans. Fan is short for fanatic. You know what I mean?
They don't know. They don't know.
And these people live, die, and breed with these teams. You know what I mean? Like these relationships with these teams run deep. Like even the city I'm playing in now, like the love for my basketball team in my city is passed down. Like it's not just, oh, what team do you like in the country? It's no. We would damn near die for this team.
it's like Philly 3.0. Like, you know, Philly is a crazy, you know, sports town, but it's nothing like some of these, you know, cities in these other countries.
Not at all.
Because,
like
you said, they really love you so much that they might hurt you because they love you so much. They just want to see you do so well.
Crazy. But the level of support and how much each possession matters, it's nothing like it, honestly. I think that's the biggest difference between European basketball and the basketball and everywhere else. Every possession matters.
I said, I was like, people ask me, you know, how was it, you know, playing over there? And granted, you might have not always played for the biggest team, the biggest budget, or small team. I said, it don't matter what gym we walked into. You would have thought you were going into a Villanova St. Joe's game every time.
Every game. Whistles.
Every game. Every game. You would have thought it was like the fans. I'm talking about the fans. Crazy, like you said, fanatic. Surrounding, but like throwing stuff, like whatever it may be, you thought you were going to Duke, Carolina, Villanova, St. Joe's game every night. And that energy makes you like, yeah, like they say, you feel the pride, you know, but you know, the team, they support, they love you. Like they really, really do love you. And it makes you want to go out there and perform well and not disappoint. So, It can be that whole love-hate thing. And then, obviously, if things aren't going well, you're going to know how they feel about you, too.
Very true. And now it's even easier for them to voice their opinions with social media.
Oh, my God, yeah.
With nothing back.
Nothing back, right? You just got to sit there and just with the bad. Take it.
I take the good with the bad, man.
So tell everybody where you are right now, because I don't think I mentioned that earlier in the show.
I'm in Włocławek, Poland. I'm about 2 hours from the capital of Warsaw. It's cold, man.
It's cold. Well, give me a little geography lesson. Forgive me for, you know, being
we
are you near like the Northern Lights or something like that. Like are you
I'm in Europe, but I'm not that far north. I'm east of Germany. What would I say? Probably south of about like Hungary. So I'm kind of above the
middle. You're in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Well, you on a 1 year deal or you are on a 2 year?
One year deal, man.
You know, I know you got practice and everything going up, but I wanted to give everybody, you know, opportunity to meet you who don't know you. We have a ton of new Villanova fans. You know, the programs are doing great over the years. Oh. So I want some of this new blood to know who were some of the originators, who were some of the, you know, guys who helped build the foundation. And that continues to give back to keep the foundation strong.
Right.
And the guys that are there now, you know, we respect them, they respect us, and there's a brotherhood and a friendship that, you know, will always be there. So that's what the show is about, me just sharing, you know, our Villanova brotherhood with everybody.
But for sure, I mean, but that even comes from you, like us meeting my older guys were Reggie, Tone, Fish.
Right.
And they looked up to y'all. So, I mean, it's only right. Like a guy like DA hosted me on my official, Dwayne Anderson. And right. I know you I probably hosted Dwayne. And it's just like, it just trickles right. down, man.
Yeah, it just goes.
Definitely a huge family. And we definitely still keep in touch. We definitely still pour into each other. We definitely still pour into the program. And thank you for having me, girl. I appreciate it. I really do.
Taj, man, before I get out, you know, let you go and get to practice, man, I do want to ask you, you know, a couple questions about the team. You know, just a follow-up, whatever. Were you there for Summer Jam?
I don't think I went to Summer Jam this year.
Okay, you didn't go to Summer Jam. I know we had a couple guys there, and I can't remember if you were there or not. But I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on a team, and if you have seen a game this year.
I've got a couple games. I love our team. I love the balance we have. I love the leadership we have. A guy like Maine, a guy like Slate coming into his own. We just played UPenn. I seen Colin had 26. Like our preseason schedule has been amazing, and I feel like it's really gonna prepare us for the Big East and the run in the tournament, because it's not a lot of teams out here playing the competition we're playing right now. It's not a lot of teams getting the bumps and bruises we're getting, but that's how you make yourself into a championship caliber team. You got to see where you at, and honestly, if that's the cream of the crop. We're not too far.
I agree totally. he's made this you know, preseason schedule like extremely, extremely tough. And, you know, we already got two losses, but it's okay though. Guys are competing.
All right.
You see guys getting better. You see some of the young guys getting thrown in there, getting a little bit, you know, drip feed, you know, what it's going to be like, and then learning. But it's going to be a battle this year. I don't think it's going to be like years past. I see it being somewhat of like, you know, that junior year of yours, you know, where, you know, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a dog fight all year. I still think we're going to have success in the end and be a tournament team, but we're going to have a lot of close, memorable moments. Let's just say that. And it makes for a thrilling season. I'm excited, man. I'm totally excited.
I think great by the end of the year. By the time the tournament comes around, it's not going to be one many teams that want to match up with us.
No.
I can't.
We got to stay healthy. I do think we continue to grow. We continue to grow, Eric. And then the freshman from Germantown. Oh my God, I forget his name. I can't pronounce his name. Germantown freshman. He's really, really, really good. And I think he might have been hurt or sick or something like that. But getting his reps and getting him more familiar and getting him acclimated into the rotation. I definitely can see Villanova, you know, being there, you know, was one of those teams towards the end of the year doing well.
Sure, man.
Cool. But, James, thanks again for having you on the show. This was awesome. You know, I had to get up out of bed a little early to make sure I was able to get you, but it was all good, though. I'm about to run to the gym now.
I'm happy we made it work.
Yeah, I'm on my way to practice, too. I'm going to go get a little workout in myself, get it in, get the day started.
Get this preparation in.
For sure, man. But tell your family, tell your dad, tell your mom.
Yes, sir.
I'm super proud of her, excited. I would love to see her again. She was an awesome, awesome parent, as all those parents were that year for me, especially your mom, Henry's mom, JP's mom. Dylan's mom, Arch's mom, Darren's mom, you know what I mean? Like Daniel's mom, dad, you know, so it was a unbelievable experience, you know, the whole family community. So again, man, thanks for being on the show. And good luck the rest of the season. And you know, you guys got a game tomorrow. You know what we do, man, attitude, and hold it down, represent.
All I know how to do. Appreciate you for having me, Kirk.
All right, man. Stay healthy. Love you, bro. Have a good one.
Love you too, man.